When a pack of wolves in Bondurant in northwestern Wyoming started killing cattle, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did what they promised when they introduced the species 20 years ago. They responded by killing off the wolf pack. The federal agency is in charge of wolf management, while their endangered species status is debated in court. Then, in another instance in the same area, a pack killed 19 elk and left them uneaten. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards took a horseback ride to find out what's going on with wolves there.
Everywhere you look on the McNeil Elk Feed Ground west of Bondurant, you see the bones and hides of dead elk. Rancher Steve Robertson says many are left behind from wolf kills. He tells of seeing elk chased by wolves here just this last winter.
The steam's boiling off of them, their tongues are hanging out, and then about 2 weeks later, then all of those elk were killed on the feed ground. And the elk, you know, they can't go anyplace. They're snowed in their trap.
Such a high surplus killing, as they're called, has never been seen before on Wyoming's 22 elk feed grounds. Today, we're taking a ride to get a view of his grazing allotment that borders the feed ground. In just a couple weeks, he'll be releasing thousands of head of cattle into this country. Riding up the ridge, we see lots of wolf tracks.
We had a hard rain 2 days ago, 3 days ago. These tracks are probably made in that rainstorm.
He says he's never had a problem with wolves, but now with so many large packs moving in, his job has gotten harder.
Put our cattle where they need to be and go back the next day and the wolves have chased them out of there. So that's, you know, a daily effort to try to comply with our permit. Plus, if you're moving your cattle all the time, they don't grow.
Robertson says he'd like to see the wolves taken off the endangered species list again, like they were from 2012 to 2014. He says in those days there weren't so many conflicts because hunting kept numbers down, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department had more people managing them. One was large carnivore biologist Ken Mills. He says what's happening in Bondurant is rare. He shows me a moose jaw from a wolf kill with tooth decay so bad it ate a hole through the bone.
Here's another example of what, you know, that's way beyond a root canal.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the pain that that one's dealing with.
Pain that ended when a wolf took the moose down. Mills says wolves keep elk herds healthy by killing the diseased. He says it's unknown whether the 19 elk killed were sick, but hoof rot has killed hundreds of elk on feed grounds recently. But he says either way, there's still a lot of wolves in the area.
The goal of the Game and Fish is to manage wolf populations at a level that's low enough to sustain elk populations. And we know what that level generally is, 6 to 7 wolves per 1,000 elk.
At Bondurant, it's 25 wolves for 1,500 elk. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Wolf Coordinator Mike Jimenez says it's not just Bondurant with lots of wolves.
It's the highest population in Wyoming in the history of the program. There were over 380 wolves, over 48 packs in Wyoming.
Even though originally the state only agreed to manage 100 wolves in 10 packs. Jimenez says the wolves have run out of good mountain habitat and are moving down into ranching country like Bondurant. He says that puts a heavy burden on ranchers.
They try to avoid conflicts. They have herders, they have riders, they have calving in fenced areas, they use guard dogs.
But when the Dell Creek wolves killed over 10 cattle, Jimenez says the Fish and Wildlife Service was forced to use aerial gunning, shooting them from a plane until they stopped preying on cattle.
We removed 9 of the 16 animals. They do have a den, they do have pups, and there's now probably around 6 or 7 wolves. They've moved away from the livestock, and that's worked really well.
Wyoming Game and Fish Chief Game Warden Brian Nesvik says when the state managed wolves, this kind of thing rarely happened.
But during that period of time when we had authority, there were less wolves that were shot out of helicopters or airplanes.
Nesvik says wolves also didn't bother cattle as much around Bondurant. He says the public outcry over the killing of the Dell Creek wolves shows how divided people still are over wolves.
I honestly believe the best way to get folks to embrace wolf populations being on the landscape is through state management. Federal management does not perpetuate a feeling of ownership in this species. It just doesn't.
And state management does seem to be working in Montana and Idaho, where wolves were delisted by Congress in 2011. Populations in those states are even higher than Wyoming's, even with trophy hunting. Tim Presso is an attorney with Earth Justice, an environmental group that fought to get Wyoming's wolves relisted. He says the difference between Wyoming and those other states is Wyoming's management plan,
which has this widespread predator zone with unlimited killing.
Presso says Wyoming only agreed to protect wolves with limited hunting in the northwest corner of the state. In the other 85% of the state, they were classified as predators, like coyotes, and could be killed on sight.
I mean, the United States didn't spend millions of dollars to recover wolves just so that they could all be shot again.
The debate over Wyoming's approach to managing wolves continues to be debated in courts. Because of that, there doesn't appear to be a clear path to delisting wolves anytime soon. In the meantime, the wolf populations in Wyoming continue to move south. Riding back along the creek, rancher Steve Robertson brings his horse up short and points. Three gray-white wolves flash in the red willows and then dart up a steep hill. They stop once to look back, and then they're gone. We sit on our horses, watching a long time. Even though it means a greater threat to his cattle, Robertson says it's still always fun to spot wolves. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.